In this episode, I spoke with Jonki Patel, who is an ad guru that sent over 100 million emails or SMS messages that have resulted in over 10 million in attributable revenue and has generated tons of revenue for companies like Estee Lauder and more. Today, we talked about maximizing ad creative and even the future of what ads are going to look like. So let's dive right into this episode. Let's start by giving the audience a sense of who you are, giving a little bit of an intro. So if you wouldn't mind just kind of running through the bullet points of your career briefly, and then what you're focusing on now, that would be fantastic.
Okay, yeah. I'm Jonki Patel. I'm a growth marketer that specializes in working with e-com brands to grow their revenue through marketing efforts in paid media and retention marketing. Over the past few years, I've actually seen a big, significant shift in the industry where ad creative has become more crucial than ever. So really, as a result of that, a large portion of my time and effort has really been around crafting and testing ad creative strategies that provide, that drive performance and drive results for the brands I work with.
Awesome. Well, let's focus mostly there today on the ad creative side. We haven't covered that in any great depth on the show, so it's going to be awesome to chat through that. First and foremost, I know that ad creative is seen as kind of one of the ultimate levers of whether an ad actually performs or not. It's just the amount of creative you're able to throw at it, finding the right creative. What about ad creative right now is maybe even different than when you had first got started?
Yeah. So I think, again, having ad creative being so crucial in the paid social landscape, it really starts with having a good foundation to be able to actually create really good ad creative. And I kind of break it down into like three steps. So the first is really going to be that creative research aspect. So conducting competitor analysis, gathering customer reviews, and then just reviewing past historical data. And then secondly, the actual development of the ad creative and launching the creative. And then lastly, just analyzing the results of the creative and providing insights into what worked, what didn't, and why. I would say back in the day, we just didn't have any type of process or methodology. But now that ad creative is so crucial within our industry, we really have to follow a process to be able to create really good, effective ad creative.
When you look at all the different clients that you've done ad creative with at this point, is there any common pattern or patterns that have arisen of what makes campaigns or ad creative effective versus when it just doesn't work at all?
Yeah, so I think it kind of really varies across the board. Sometimes I have brands where a static type of ad creative works really well just because it resonates with their target audience, whereas maybe another brand, more of the visual, more of the video type of content works a lot better. So I would say it really depends on the brand, the audience, and like the vertical they're in. There's never like a clear solution across all brands and industries. It really boils down to kind of testing and seeing what works for that specific brand and their audience.
And for a little context, before we dive even deeper here, what channels are you mostly focused on in terms of creating ads?
Yeah, so the two channels that I work really closely with is Meta and TikTok, with Meta being the primary.
And what is it about Meta that's still interesting? Because obviously that is one of the more grandfathered in platforms, we'll call it that, where there's a lot of people using it and happened for a long time, whereas with TikTok, it's a little bit newer. But first on the Meta side, what's still interesting about that platform?
Yeah, so really across the board with all of my brands, I'm seeing just really still really good performance compared to TikTok. So when we talk about investing between the two platforms, I strongly advise to put a majority of your investments into Meta just because they have really strong targeting capabilities, not even close to TikTok at this moment. So If we are looking at performance, we still see really strong performance in Meta versus TikTok.
And then between the two platforms, then what do you kind of expect to see if you're allocating a little bit more there? Obviously, you expect probably more results from Facebook, but in terms of the types of results for the types of people that you're bringing in or leads or whatever, how do you think about how it's different, who you're getting to click on your ads for each platform?
Yeah. So the way that I like to differentiate the two is TikTok actually does really great for top of funnel and creating brand awareness. Whereas if you actually want to see conversions and revenue at your door, it's going to be within Meta, just because they're really good at being able to target specific individuals that are more likely to convert versus, again, TikTok is so much better at the awareness piece of it than actually converting customers.
Do you find that ad creative for Meta might be considered easier to create, especially at a larger scale than TikTok, because it's not video all the time? You can do static imagery.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I do find Meta ad creative to be a lot easier to develop, just because, again, we're dealing with more static GIFs and sometimes video as well, too. Whereas TikTok, the ad creative that does do well on that platform is going to be generally more video based, which requires a lot more effort versus static or GIF style content.
I know you had mentioned how TikTok is really good at the top of funnel, right? So how do the channels play together nicely? How do they all come together to not just focus on top of funnel, but, you know, if you run a TikTok ad, how can that flow into other ad channels and give you other value that seeps toward the bottom of the funnel?
Yeah. So I guess the customer journey that I like to take a look at is if there's a brand where the consumer is unaware of it, I think TikTok does a great job really creating exposure and awareness for that brand, just because the content on TikTok is really engaging and sometimes a bit more educational. So then the consumer is aware of the brand, but again, may not make that purchase right away. But then when they switch over to Facebook or Instagram, they're delivered additional ads from that platform, and they're able to really learn a bit more and then eventually make that conversion. So even though they are competitors, these two ad platforms, they actually do a pretty good job working hand in hand, where TikTok, again, is going to be that top funnel, mid funnel, and then Meta, they do a really good job with that mid funnel and bottom of funnel.
Can you think of any examples kind of top of mind on Meta of just ads that you've run recently that have been successful that you really, really enjoyed, you thought were really creative?
Yeah. So a few, I would say one example of an ad that I've seen do really well in the past few months is this text conversation type of ad. And what it does, and the reason why I think it works really well is because when you're scrolling, it really stops that user and it gets them really curious and saying, wait, what's going on with this text conversation, this iPhone screenshot? So they go ahead and read through that and then obviously gain a bit a stronger understanding of whatever type of product or whatnot that they're trying to promote. So that one, I've worked with a few brands and we've deployed that and we've seen some really good success with that creative.
What about TikTok?
I would say there isn't necessarily a trend right now that I advocate for, but the breakdown that I think still works really well is starting off with just a really strong hook and then have it be really problem focused and then introducing the solution, which is going to be the brand's product.
Got it. When you're looking at, so for TikTok, it's really just like video for the most part. I guess technically you can do images on TikTok, but it's not nearly as common. Whereas on Meta, you've got a lot of different options. You could have one that looks like a text conversation. You could have a really image-based one. You could have a video. There's all kinds of ways. What is the balance like on Meta ad creative? How much is it, like 33% text, 33% image, 33% video, or how do you think about that?
Yeah. So what's actually surprising, and I actually thought it would be flipped in terms of the proportions, is that with a lot of the ad accounts that I do manage and see, the breakdown is that it's 60% either static or some sort of motion GIF, and then the rest is going to be a bit more video-based or UGC. I always was under the impression that video drives a lot of the performance, but it's really the other way around, which, again, really surprised me. But it's so interesting that just to know that, because when it comes back to iterating and creating more creative that performs well, I guess what it's signaling is that we should be sticking to a bit more of like that static imagery or motion graphics versus the actual videos.
What percentage of your ads do you think are one-to-one repurposable between both platforms?
I would say a good majority of them that are video-based. So again, if they're... What I find is that TikTok type of ad creative actually works really well within the Meta platform. Whereas if I take some sort of ad creative within Meta and throw it onto TikTok, I don't see as great of results. So I would say it's like sometimes a one-way street almost, but it really depends.
Have you done anything on the TikTok shop yet? I know there are tons of restrictions, limitations put on that, but have you done anything through that tab?
So I've worked with a brand that recently implemented, and again, I think it's a little too early to see results, but as a consumer, I actually made my first purchase the other day on TikTok shop, and my purchasing the product or just going through the flow, it took less than 30 seconds. And I was mind blown how quickly I was able to make that purchase. I'm really bullish on TikTok shop, and I have a feeling that we're going to see it a lot more within the next few years.
Yeah, it seems interesting. I noticed right now it's a lot of brands with no reputation, really. So you don't feel as confident about the brands, but the checkout's pretty decent. And so once more people get in there, that should be interesting. I've just heard crazy limitations, like you can only make 200 sales per day and then your shop has to close and it's US only. And there's all this stuff that makes it tough, but I'm sure that'll roll out more. I want you to put on your marketer hat for a second and just think, if you're scrolling through Meta, for example, and you're hit with an ad, what are some of the common things that make that ad jump out to you?
Yeah, I think right now what really sticks out is seeing if that ad really hooks me, especially in the beginning, because again, our attention span is so short. So what does it do to really attract me to stop my scroll and to actually take a look at it? I would say that's the first element. And then the second is what are the benefits of whatever product is being displayed? After I read through that, I always end up getting a really quick, good understanding of what it is, and then just visualizing myself with that product. I think a really good ad that is able to meet all of those elements ends up doing a really good job. And that's really what would stop me and have me really continue on the customer journey if I saw an ad like that.
Sort of on the flip side of that, what do you think are the biggest mistakes that you see ads making?
Yeah, I would say there's two big mistakes that I see brands making. The first being is that that ad creative is just too complex. After I take a look at it, I have no idea what the messaging is. It's a little complex. I don't really understand how that product would benefit me. So that's the first thing that I do see of an ineffective ad. The second being, some of the video ads out there are still still really lengthy. So within 30 seconds to the 1 minute mark, that's when I get a better understanding of what that ad is trying to promote. But at that point, so many users drop off that that ad totally misses the boat.
Last question here, and then we'll hop off. If you're looking forward 5 years from now, what do you think is maybe different or better about ad creative as a whole, or just running ads on those platforms compared to now?
Yeah, I really hope, and I have a feeling this will happen in the future, is more dynamic and personalized ads. So again, right now, dynamic creative is doing really well, but I see in the next 3 to 5 years within both Meta and TikTok, I feel like they're going to have really good technology to make each ad more personalized to each individual, to where maybe an ad that you're seeing from the same exact brand is going to look slightly different for you versus me. So that's my prediction. I really have a feeling that these platforms are going to be able to create a lot more dynamic and customized ads for each user.
I like it. All right. As we finish up here, we'd love to give you a chance to just tell people where they can find you and let people know what you're working on currently.
Yeah. So I'm actually on LinkedIn actively. So please add me on LinkedIn, which will be my full name. And then in terms of what I'm working on, I'm doing a lot of ad creative strategy work. So just being able to really dive into creating really good high performing ad creative.